Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, overnight, Israel launched one of its heaviest assaults to date on several top Hamas targets as the conflict hurtles into its second week with more airstrikes on Gaza. The Palestinian death toll from the Washington Post this morning in Gaza climbed to 192, including 58 children in the West Bank. The toll is 15. The Israeli toll is 10. Now pressure increasing from U.S. lawmakers seeking a ceasefire in the conflict. But this is a conflict that keeps reoccurring over and over again throughout history, right?
Since the very beginning of Israel, the question is, has the Israeli state changed? When it began, it was a very simple socialist country. They had to do what they had to do to preserve their integrity and their land. Steadily as time went on, things changed in Israel. Netanyahu, of course, is a friend of Trump and exhibits some of the same emphasis on politics that Trump did. People won't forget it, and I don't think Joe Biden forgets it, but I do think Biden understands that it is prudent for him to be on the Israeli side on this thing. What is going on behind the scenes, we really don't know. But we do know that Biden's talking has been basically that the Israelis have a right to defend themselves against the incoming rocket attacks from the Arab side. You know, it is interesting. The Israelis have made peace with the Egyptians and the Jordanians and with others. So this is not what it was in the beginning when you saw a unified Arab coalition fighting with the Israelis. Now, will things change? Eventually they will, as they always have. The Israelis have tremendous military might, and the people in the Gaza area do not. Hamas is a force that does not have a democratic base. Now, in my little town of Great Barrington, people were out protesting on both sides. There were pro-Israelis, there were pro-Palestinian groups, and it was obvious that there is a fissure in the American politics over this issue.
Speaking of a fissure, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney is criticizing GOP colleagues for downplaying the January 6th riot. Newly ousted from Republican House leadership for challenging Donald Trump, on Sunday she did the round of talk shows calling out those who were complicit in undermining democracy on January 6th. The Wyoming Republican said there was no question an attack like January 6th could happen again if Trump's claims go unchecked. I think it's dangerous. We have to recognize what it means for the nation to have a former president who has not conceded and who continues to suggest that our electoral system cannot function, cannot do the will of the people. Asked in a separate interview if she believed House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California and Representative Elise Stefanik of New York replaced Cheney in the number three leadership job are complicit in embracing Trump, Cheney responded, they are.
That's exactly right. They are complicit. The idea that a president of the United States would undermine the democracy, which he has done, and to call elections into question the way that he has done, shows him to be a Mussolini-style politician. And I don't think there's any question that had he been allowed to go on unchecked, had Mike Pence, probably his finest moment, refused to go along with Trump as a fellow Republican and giving up all his pretensions to be president of the United States by so doing, it was really a bad, bad day because it showed how close we came to losing everything that all those people had fought for at Iwo Jima and every other place, and that this lout, this miscreant, would undermine the American government. Cheney may, in fact, have been replaced as the number three Republican. She may have given up her ambition, which was to be Speaker, but she did it because it was for the betterment of the country. And she could have stayed where she was and gone along like the rest of these spineless people have done on the Republican side, but she didn't. She may even be defeated for her seat in Wyoming. She is what a politician has to be when it comes to doing the right thing.
How about the fact, since we're on the January 6th riots, that from the Washington Post this morning, hundreds of people stormed the Capitol. Most won't face hefty prison terms, legal experts say. Nearly half are charged only with misdemeanors, but those accused of assaulting police could face years in prison. You know, we keep talking about the sort of lack of security during the January 6th riot, and what if it was a Black Lives Matter protest, and I'm wondering what the sentencing would have been in that case as well.
David, you're exactly right. We know that these folks, primarily white, are off the charts. They have been given what I consider to be less than aggressive treatment. They should go to jail for a long time for threatening the American democracy, but they won't. And you're absolutely right. Had they been black, it would have been a whole different story. We know that. And so now we look to our courts and we look to our judges to do what is right. Remember, this was the potential for undermining the American democracy. It doesn't get worse than that.
And let's add one more piece to that, Alan. It's not just voting, says the New York Times. Legislators have introduced 100 state bills targeting protesting. Many of the bills targeting protest, for example, both increase penalties for rioting and adjust the threshold for declaring a riot downward, as in the case with legislation signed into law in Florida. Many increase penalties for acts of vandalism or for obstructing traffic. Others introduce new trespassing rules, including, as in a bill proposed in South Carolina would do, making it a felony to camp on state property without authorization.
Well, we do know there is serious concern among the Republican Party primarily for fair elections. They don't want fair elections. In fact, they're making them unfair. We know that. We see it every day. Of course, they will always protect themselves and say, you can't come here and do this. Nevertheless, the damage is already done, and we've seen it. So you and I have talked again and again and again to people who were there that day who were fearing for their lives. We saw the Vice President of the United States being chased down a hallway. Look, this is a terrible time for America, probably the worst in terms of internal insurrection that we have ever seen. Some of these bills are offered in order to offer some solace, and others are done just to protect the fannies of the people who know very well that they weren't where they should have been when they should have been there.
Our political observer, Alan Sharktalk.